Catherine and I went to the movies, and this time we went to see Miss Peregrine's Home for Wayward Children, or something like that.
Peculiar children.
Anyway.
It's one of those schools for weirdos. Oh, I know, that's very judgmental terminology.
It's based on the first novel in a series.
Yes.
It is a fantasy. It looks spectacular.
It does. It's directed by Tim Burton, so it has that Tim Burton-y, yes, feel to it.
And Miss Peregrine looks quite stunning.
Yes.
Looks yes. quite severe in a
She does, and she's very, she has very, very strict rules, but yes. you understand why as it goes through.
And when you look at her hairstyle, there's some very curious curves, and you understand why they're there when she transforms into a peregrine.
Yes.
Which is quite a beautiful transformation.
It is, actually. It's done very well. So there were some sort of British characters playing American characters. That was just disturbing. Like Chris O'Dowd playing an American. It was just like, no, it's wrong. I mean, I know it works often the other way around, but it's as well. But no, it was just... okay, Miss Peregrine. I was looking forward to this because the clips were fabulous.
Yes.
And I have to say, from a small sampling of about two women and four men, men seem to enjoy this better. I think... I enjoyed it, but it has these huge, gaping plot holes.
Yeah, they didn't bother me too much.
See, they bothered me.
And because I thought, it's a fantasy, strange things happen, don't worry about it.
But you see, this is the problem, and we have discussed this before, there has to be some continuity. If you write a fantasy, I'm happy to believe in your fantasy world.
But there are rules.
Totally happy to believe in your fantasy world. But if you have a series of established rules, you need to follow the rules that you have established. So if they had said, it's magic and we can do anything, like Harry Potter does, then I would have gone, fine. But they didn't. They had very definite rules and gaping plot holes. Other than that, it was very pretty. Excellent use of skeletons.
Oh, yes. If you're fond of the sequence in Jason and the Argonauts, yes. you'll enjoy this
that was
sequence.
Pretty fabulous, I have to say.
Visually, it was quite stunning. Basic story is a young boy currently in the US
yep.
discovers his grandfather was killed.
And by weird things.
By weird things. And he realised that maybe some of grandfather's tall tales are true. Were in fact true. So he's...
Grandfather being Terence Stamp.
He's very lucky in that his shrink suggests that maybe sending him to the ancestral home will cure him of his delusions.
Also a fabulous cast, Alison Janney being the shrink.
Oh, look, it's worth just for Alison Janney as the shrink. Very nicely done.
And Samuel L. Jackson is the main baddie. He's having much, much fun being the baddie.
Oh, chewing up the scenery as a baddie.
He's been enjoying doing that lately. There's a few films where
he's quite fabulous as a baddie, and he's very, very good in this as a baddie.
Yeah. Basically, he discovers, effectively falls through a time slip.
Yep.
Back to his home full of strange kids with curious powers and abilities.
The theory being if you are born peculiar, then you find one of these little time loops to go and live in. It completely ignores the fact that if you go into a time loop when you're six, you remain six for the rest of your existence until something eats you. But apart from that...
Well, you're effectively immortal, so, there's an upside.
I'm not sure I really want the upside to be I stay six forever.
No, no.
I'm thinking that's less of an upside.
Yes, which is partly where the bad guys come from, because the bad guys go, we don't want to live a time loop, we'll be immortal. Badness happens.
Yes.
So, really, really pretty. I had serious issues with the gaping plot holes.
Yes, and some people who are squeamish about eyes might perhaps want to avoid this movie. Or take a companion who can warn them.
Generally, I am squeamish about eye things, but I didn't have any issues with this, so...
I have a friend who would probably go screaming from the theatre.